It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us on this rather chilly Thursday, but it's going to get better because we have Dr. Jake Long in the studio, superintendent of Mountain Home Public Schools. Really good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me today.
No problem. We like to talk to you. We try to talk to you once a month to kind of get an update on what's going on in Mountain Home Public Schools. Yeah, next week the kids have the week off. Yay!
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the teachers do.
Do you think we heard the parents cheering as well?
I think yeah. We did. We heard a lot of cheering out there. But the teachers themselves really don't have that week off, do they?
Well, the teachers have what we call our PD flex days. Mm-hmm. And so if they have done like summer training to get professional development, then they can flex out these first 2 days. If they have not, then they can take care of some of that stuff on Monday and Tuesday. Of course, our district offices will be open as well. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be there to help with anything that anybody might need first of next week.
Tomorrow, dun, 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 progress reports go out.
Yeah, progress reports going out. I kind of thought that this morning we were going to have a pre-Thanksgiving snow day, but it just missed us to the east. Most of our schools over to the fellow schools over towards the east of us, they were all out today.
Yeah, north and east.
Yeah. But I would also just remind parents to make sure that we have your updated contact information within our messaging system. Also listen to KTLO. Of course, I texted Brad about 5 o'clock this morning, said, hey, we're in session, going to be snow routes. But
exactly. And then we put that on our website.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
But you guys actually push these messages out to the parents if you have their contact information.
Yes, we do. We will send you a voicemail, a voice message, a text message, and an email if we have that information. So if we don't have it and you weren't informed this morning, please give us a call so we can get those numbers updated.
That's a great point that you make because you need to know that stuff.
You do.
I had a million phone calls this morning.
Do we have school? Is
snow
it snow routes?
Yeah.
So we want to be able to communicate as much as possible. I'm really thankful that the school or the roads were in good condition because our AMI days should be finalized by the end of this week. And so if anything beyond Thanksgiving, we will be able to leverage those if we have any issues there. So it's a
good to know.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So let's dive right into after the Thanksgiving break or whatever's going on during that week. I know we've got a lot of things coming up.
Yeah, so you can always reference our website at mhbombers.com and then click on our calendar to see all those things. Of course, we will be in Thanksgiving break following next week, and then following, we'll only be in session for about 3.5 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so the semester really does quickly come to a halt. So you have some of those end-of-year activities along with some of those holiday or Christmas parties. And so those things start in. Of course, one of the big things is our voice there at the high school. And so that's an opportunity that our students have the opportunity to come forward and share their voice. Also, on November 29th, this is always a big event for our third through fifth graders, and that is Hackler Holiday Bash. And so if you go by Hackler on the 29th, you'll see just cars everywhere, and that's because all the kids are there at the Holiday Bash, so they can show up for that. It's fun activities for all ages, $1 a ticket for all games and activities, and proceeds go to the Hackler Hugs to help students of need of that time. So from that point, of course, I'm kind of skipping over all the basketball and all that because I could spend hours upon hours on basketball. I told Coach Husky that our basketball seasons run from about October to March, and
they're long,
making them the longest season of the year. But anyway, some big things that the community might be interested in after the first of December. One of those is the band, which is going to be involved in the Christmas parade, and so that's going to be on December 7th. Also, our mountain, I'm going to back up just a hair, but our high school will be doing a blood drive in our auxiliary gym, and that'll be from 8:30 to 2. So that's not just for our students. Of course, we're going to try to leverage our students there to get good participation, but that will be on the 6th from 8:30 to 2. On December 4th will be our Christmas concert. And so that is the band and choir Christmas concert happening on December 4th.
They always do such a good job with that as well.
They do. And then one of the last events, Kim, that I want to bring up is the Madrigal Feast. And if you have not had the opportunity to go to the Madrigal Feast, I would highly encourage you to. And that is it's a production along with a 3-course meal put on by our choirs and our also theater and drama teams at the high school. And so that'll be both on Thursday the 6th and Friday the 7th from I think it's a 7:30 start. That is located at the First United Methodist Church. They allow us to come in and utilize their stage and areas there. But that's a great opportunity to have a good meal, to see our kids perform, and you'll be blown away by the talent that does exist.
I can attest to that. Been to a couple of them myself. My son, I got to throw it out there, played the king one year.
Nice.
So
the king.
It is. It's always so much fun. And the thing I want folks out there to know, they need to get those tickets by the 28th for the Madrigal Feast.
Okay.
So you can always call the high school or get in touch with a choir member, something like that.
Very good.
They know how many people they have.
So they know they're there.
Yeah. We're very, very busy.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what time of year it is.
That is exactly right.
Doesn't matter how cold it is.
That is exactly right. One last date, because actually the next time I'm with you for this program, mm-hmm. we will be starting our Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And so December 19th is the last day in which we'll be in session. Course, pending any future snow days. So,
absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Got to throw that out there. We've already had snow. Thank goodness it was just a small amount. Dr. Long, thank you so much. I know how busy you are. We thank you for everything you do for the community, for our students. And, you know, Dr. Long has an open door policy.
Yes, ma'am.
And he really believes in that. So if they have any questions or need to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
Yeah, you can either give me a call. You can call me at 425-1201. You can also stop in. They're at 2465 Rodeo Drive, or shoot me an email at jlong@mhbombers.com. One opportunity in which the public's going to have to provide some feedback regarding, we're revisioning our career academies.
Mm.
And our career academies have been in place since 2001. But as with anything, we have to go through a process to update them to ensure that we are providing the most appropriate pathways for our local workforce and then also for the jobs in which our students and careers in which our students are heading into. Because the reality is the workforce is not the same as it was in 2001 when we had originally set up our career academies.
And kids don't all go to college either.
And that's right. And so we are going through a revisioning process, and there's going to be an opportunity for the public to be involved in that, in setting that direction, and it's a drop-in opportunity. And it'll be from 4 to 7 on November 27th, which is at Tuesday. And it'll be just simply you stop by central office, come through, engage in a quick conversation, and then leave. So I would really like to get as much public input on the revisioning process of our career academies, what essential knowledge and skills that we feel that our students need to have. I'm kind of tying this process to a process in which the chamber is going through right now with Baxter County Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the work is the same, and so I'm a part of one of the subcommittees that is involved in workforce development, education and workforce development. And so along with that is us revisioning our Career Academy. So it's perfect timing.
Sounds
come
brilliant.
Come be involved. Help us ensure that we're setting up this vision for another 20 years for our Mountain Home Career Academies.
Absolutely brilliant. Love it. Love the fact that they've got you involved and on board. This sounds like it's going to be a great program for the entire community.
That's
Let's
right.
grow our community. Let's
That's
expand.
Right.
Let's be better than we are.
Yep, that's right.
Awesome. Dr. Long, happy Thanksgiving to you. I won't see you, so tell your
Thank
family
you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
All right. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.